Chapter 2 Going to School. When I woke up, a doctor was carrying me to my own bedroom. It was good to be back in my room, which had a warm fire and candlelight. I was also happy to see Dr. Lloyd, who was a very kind man. He was the doctor that helped the servants at Gateshead. He was taking care of me so kindly that I felt he would protect me from Mrs. Reed. He talked to me a little and then told Bessie to take good care of me. When he left, I began to worry about what would happen. But I was surprised to find that Bessie did not scold me at all. In fact, she was so kind to me that I asked her a question. "Bessie, what's happened? Am I ill?" "Yes. You became ill in the Red Room because you were screaming so much and were so scared. But don't worry, you'll be all right, Miss Jane," she said. Then she went next door to talk to another servant. I heard what she said. "Sarah, come here and sleep with that poor child and me tonight. I can't stay alone with her. She was so ill last night. Do you think she saw a ghost? Mrs. Reed was too hard on her, I think." So the two servants slept in my room. I did not sleep all night because I was imagining ghosts walking around the room and trying to grab me. Fortunately, I was not very ill, but for the next few days I was extremely scared and sad because of my terrible experience. I cried all day long, and I could not eat or read my favorite books, although Bessie was so kind to me. I was so sad because I knew I had no one to love me and nothing to look forward to.